We're heading into our 100th year. That'll be next year. We began in 1918 as the Dayton Astronomical Society. One of our founding members was Colonel Edward Deeds. Right now, we've got about 178 members. We meet at the Boonshoft the second Friday of every month, 7:30. That's our meeting location. Our dark sky site is out at John Bryant State Park. There's an observatory out there that we lease, and that's where we meet.
I don't think a lot of people know about the observatory.
That's right. They don't. It's hidden way back in the park. Most of our events, though, we hold at the park. We hold down in one of the parking lots. We do an event between March and October, one a month. Our members come out with their binoculars and their telescopes to set up, and it's open to the public to come view the night sky.
So you've been functioning for a long time, and when I walk in here, you said things have been crazy because of people wanting information about the eclipse coming up?
Well, information, but also safe viewing glasses and filters for their binoculars, which we do sell here at Overwork. So we've been very busy.
And so, Kevin, let's talk a little bit about the eclipse and the path, which is kind of cuts a diagonal across the United States. Here in the Miami Valley, we're only going to see a partial eclipse, correct?
That's correct. We're going to be about 89% eclipse. So to be in the path of totality, we'd have to drive about 5 hours to the south, and that's actually what we're going to do.
Tell us what we need to know here in the Dayton area as far as viewing it safely, and again, more detail on how much we'll see or what we'll see and how we'll notice it.
Well, if you're not in the path of totality, there will be no point where it will be safe to look at the sun without the eclipse glasses or special filters if you're using a binocular or telescope. If you're in the path of totality, there's a period of about 2 minutes, two and a half minutes, where you can actually take off your eclipse glasses and look directly at the sun's corona, because the sun will be totally obscured by the moon. But that's not going to happen in Dayton.
All right, so tell me what we need to view it here and how best to do that safely.
Well, the club has been distributing the eclipse glasses. I believe they're pretty much gone now. We've probably distributed about 1,000 of them. But if you don't have them, I don't think you're going to find them. And that's what you need to look safely at the sun. There's other things you can do. You can make a pinhole, take a piece of paper, put a pinhole in it, and have the sun project through that to another piece of paper, and you'll see a image of the sun on that. So
viewing this safely or not looking at it directly, is that anything that you can state too much?
No, because it doesn't take long at all to cause permanent damage to your eyes. So
looking through a telescope is just as dangerous as naked eye. Is that correct?
More so. If you don't have the filters, because that's concentrated light. So you could damage your eyes in less than a second with a large binocular or a telescope. So it's important to have proper filters to use those devices.
Specifically, this will take place on August 21st. What times are we looking at?
It'll start at 1:02 in the afternoon, and the maximum here in Dayton will be at 2:28. And it'll end at 3:51. So it's a long period, about 2 hours and 49 minutes.
So you mentioned the fact that you're traveling, and do you know a lot of people from the Miami Valley that are heading down to see this?
Oh, yes. Most of our club members are leaving town. Some have already left. Others will be leaving this weekend.
And the significance is that this is happened when last time, 100 years ago?
About 100 years ago since we had totality in the U.S.
Right.
But we do have totality coming again in 7 years. And next time it's coming right to Dayton.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, April of what year is that?
April 8th of 2024. It will come through Dayton.
Well, great. We'll look forward to that one, and perhaps we'll speak again. Anything else we should know about this particular event?
Get out and enjoy it. Don't worry about photographing it, because there again, unless you have filters for your cameras, you really can't do it safely. But get your safety glasses, make your paper pinhole boxes, whatever it is, but get out and enjoy it, experience it.
Linda, let's end with contact information for the Miami Valley Astronomical Society for anyone who might want to get involved.
You can go to our Facebook page, Miami Valley Astronomical Society. You can go to our website, mvas.org. Those are the two best places to contact us.
Linda and Kevin, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Linda Weiss, president of the Miami Valley Astronomical Society, and Kevin Bassaro, president of Overwork in Dayton. Safe viewing to all our listeners on Monday. This is LISA Weekend.